or the fine people on both sides hoax, or suckers and losers hoax. So this is the guy that peddles in garbage. This is what he does.
But congressional lawmakers say it's serious, expected to come out today at a congressional hearing on Capitol Hill. South Korean auto giant Hyundai announcing plans to invest $21 billion in the U.S. President Trump says it includes plans for a big plant in Louisiana.
This will be Hyundai's first ever steel mill in the United States, one of the largest companies in the world, by the way, supplying steel for its auto parts and auto plants in Alabama and Georgia, which will soon produce more than 1 million American-made cars every single year. The cars are coming into this country at levels never seen before.
The Louisiana plant will employ more than 1,400 people. A newly formed FBI task force to investigate vandalism targeting Tesla dealerships and automobiles, apparently carried out by those upset with Elon Musk's role in Doge, the Trump effort to root out government waste, fraud, and abuse. Following yesterday's talks with the Russians, today U.S. negotiators are back at the table, this time talking with Ukrainian representatives as they try to arrange a ceasefire in Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 71 points, while the Nasdaq trading 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now in financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The owner of a Baltimore County restaurant has died from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. WJZ-TV reports that 85-year-old Costas Trendafilos and a woman were found in a home on Old Carriage Road in Glenarm, where high levels of CO were detected Monday morning. Trendafilos died and the woman remains hospitalized. According to the preliminary report, it appears that a car was left running in an attached garage, leading to a buildup of carbon monoxide. Trendafilos was the owner of Costas Inn on North Point Boulevard. And the man found dead after an Anne Arundel County house fire apparently took his own life. Fire officials say crews were called to a home on North Shore Drive shortly before 3:30 Monday morning, and they were able to put out the fire just before 4 a.m. When firefighters searched the home, they found a man dead, and an initial investigation indicated he intentionally set the fire, then shot himself. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
23 years ago, it was Baltimore's own Juan Dixon leading the Terps to the NCAA basketball championship. Dixon played for Mark Amatucci at Calvert Hall. Yesterday, it was another Baltimore great that kept Maryland's hoop dreams alive.
Maryland needs one bucket to keep its season alive. Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it. Hey! Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater. We Sweet 16!
Call courtesy of TBS. Derek Queens, runner, wins it for Maryland at the buzzer, 72-71, sending the Terps back out west next week to take on Florida in the Sweet 16. Caps in action Saturday in D.C., taking on the defending Stanley Cup champion Panthers. It was tied at 3 as the second period began, but not for long.
Milton right off the jump, steps in, backhand, he scores! 7 seconds in, the scoring deluge continues.
Joe B with the call on Monumental. What a season for Tom Wilson. Goal number 31, and Ovi had a pair of assists. As the Caps roll 6-3, their fourth win in a row, padding their league-leading total to 102 points. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's break camp and head to the nation's capital. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The weather cooperating with your outdoor plans today. There is a slight chance of a shower late today, 64. A brief shower tomorrow morning, cooler, 56. Thursday, sunny and dry, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 53 degrees in Dundalk, 53 in Owings Mills, and 51 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, lots to talk about today, locally and nationally. We were just wrapping up our conversation about the assessment done by Hopkins on the Bay Bridge. I've got a couple of text messages here for you. Marty says, this was actually the second time the bridge was hit. You would think Maryland would have done continued assessments after the first ship hit the bridge back in 1980. Well, you know, Marty, that just sounds like the right thing to do. And we can't do the right thing for some reason. Let's see. I've got a text here from Jesse. It says, good morning, Kim. It says all the tractor trailers and many others are using more fuel to go around the Beltway. Where's the tax revenue going from that? You know what? I don't know, Jesse. I would suspect. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what is the gas prices in Virginia right now? Are they a bit lower than Maryland? I'm trying to think about this because if I were a trucker, and of course I'm not a trucker, but if I were a trucker, I would fill up wherever the gas is cheaper. So it could be a chance there that we're not getting that gas tax if we're not the cheapest. And I would assume that we're not, considering what our budget looks like and everything else we do here in Maryland. But Jesse, also a good question. Also a text here from Priscilla. Priscilla says, Kim, of course, nothing is being done. Governor Wes Moore or less Moore just gives word salads, just like you know who. He's just fine sitting around taking money from us to make him comfortable. You know, the bougie versus the... versus all, really, Priscilla. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And so here's, you know, here's what we'll note, I'm sure, as the months go by. And as our caller Steve pointed out in Reisterstown, Steve, you made some great points there. I assume that they'll continue with the blueprint process. They'll continue saying, all right, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And it's going to be the regular, you know, schedule that we see from government often. And I'm not putting it on one side of the aisle, by the way. Because I was on a show last night. It was a town hall on WJLA, actually, in Virginia with Armstrong Williams. And we were talking about immigration. We were talking about how quickly the Trump administration moves. And we did make some comments on, you know, Republicans on Capitol Hill and what they've been doing in the time that President Trump has been sworn in. And I noted that right now, you would think the Republican members would be on top of making sure that Trump's executive orders go into law. But they're not doing that. And I even noted last week, I don't know if you guys saw my straight to the point here, or right to the point, the videos we're now doing on WCBM social media accounts. Don't forget to follow social media, or follow our social media for WCBM so you can see all the videos there. But last week I noted, you know, if you really wanted to get some of these things through, they could have added some of it to the CR, right? That was a must-pass bill. And even though Chuck Schumer, the Senator Chuck Schumer, he was talking good game, like he was going to, you know, knock it down. But we all knew that he had to pass it because the last thing the Democrats want is a government shutdown on their shoulders. So in my view, I thought with all the immigration EOs or even the biological men and female sports, there were things that we could have added to that CR. And we didn't. And so I questioned Speaker Johnson even on that one. So like I said, on both sides of the aisle, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing. And I'm fine with being critical. I am. As far as we know, we only have 2 years to get a lot of this done. I mean, like I noted 2 weeks ago, I know some members that were taking trips to Cabo. Like, what do you mean you're taking a trip to Cabo? Like, what? And that was a Republican member, by the way. Taking a trip to Cabo, hanging out. America first. I said, if anything, if I were Speaker Johnson, I would tell all those Republicans, look, this isn't the time to take our little trips and vacations. This isn't the time. You already get time off. What is it? August? In August, they get like 3 weeks off at once or something like that. It's something ridiculous. I would say, go ahead and just make your plans for, you know, those weeks in August where we're not here at all. And if you find time, I guess during the spring break, I know a lot of kids go to spring break and sometimes Congress will be off during that time as well. But right now, you should be focused on the agenda. You should be focused on what we need you to do. And so, yeah, I'm not exactly happy with the way Republicans are performing on the Hill right now. And I'll be vocal about that. And I actually wrote that last week when I said, why wasn't some of the stuff in the CR? It's perplexing and I don't like it. Other things I don't like, documents leaked on a Signal app. As I started the show, I told you guys, you know, in case you're not familiar, some of you might already be familiar with Signal, okay? But Telegram, WhatsApp, well, there's all these apps where you can have these conversations. You can have group chats, all these things. And so in these group chats, you know, especially in Signal, because I actually have Signal, what you do is you can actually add individuals to a group chat and you add them usually by their phone number or by their email, right? And so apparently, allegedly, right, this is according to reports that we have thus far. As I mentioned, the White House did make a statement not too long ago saying that they're trying to get to the bottom of this. But allegedly, you had Mike Waltz, who added the Atlantic's reporter Jeffrey Goldberg by accident to the group chat on Signal. Now, according to Goldberg, he shared the sensitive details, and I don't even know why he did this, right? He shared the sensitive details ahead of the offensive should be disciplined. And of course, I do have Johnson's response to this, but here's what I wanted to note, okay? Number one, why did Goldberg, once he realized that they were basically war plans, right, that had been carried about in Yemen, when he saw what he saw, why was his instinct to then release what he saw to the press and to social media? That I don't know. That I don't know. Now, when Johnson was asked what happened, you know what? Let's go ahead and play the audio clip and then we'll continue with this. But this is with Speaker Johnson. He was asked what happened. But go ahead and take a listen.
I'm concerned about Trump officials transmitting classified war plans on unsecured channels.
Listen, the administration, as I understand, I just was with the president in the Oval Office just now. The administration is addressing what happened. Apparently, an inadvertent phone number made it onto that thread. They're going to track that down and make sure that it doesn't happen again. What you did see, though, I think, was top level officials doing their job, doing it well, and executing on a plan with precision. That mission was a success. No one was jeopardized because of it. We're grateful for that, but they will certainly, I'm sure, make sure that doesn't happen.
But it's talking on Signal, not in Skiff.
look, I'm not going to characterize what happened. Clearly, I think the administration has acknowledged it was a mistake, and they'll tighten up and make sure it doesn't happen again. I don't know what else you can say about that. Should Mike Waltz have been disciplined? No.
All right. And at the very end there, there was a reporter asked if Mike Waltz should be disciplined, or disciplined, excuse me, disciplined in all this. And Speaker Johnson said no. Well, when you have an active investigation and you don't know how all of this occurs, right, you still have no idea how this mistake happened. I don't know if you can definitively say that Mike Waltz will not be disciplined in any way. I don't think you could say that, but that is what Speaker Johnson said there. And maybe he could say it because she said, do you think Mike Waltz should be disciplined? And maybe Speaker Johnson thinks that he should not. And that would be a way to get around that piece of it. I've got lots of questions. Because not once was it denied that it was Mike Waltz, for instance, right? We haven't seen that denial yet. And not only that, as far as I'm concerned, and from what I know about how government works, you have government servers for a reason. To believe and to think that we are downloading war plans on an app like Signal, that's a scary thought in itself. Why would we do such a thing? This is beyond what Goldberg somehow getting on this chat and Goldberg, you know, disseminating this to the press. Beyond that, why were we even on Signal with the war plans? If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Some of you might think I'm being dramatic. I don't feel like I'm being dramatic. President Trump said, and this is according to Press Secretary Caroline Levitt, and again, I'm reading this in The Hill if you want to take a look at it. Caroline Levitt says, as President Trump said, the attacks on the Houthis have been highly successful and effective. President Trump continues to have the utmost confidence in his national security team, including National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. Okay, now Caroline Levitt apparently said this and emailed it, not just to The Hill, but other reporters that are reporting on this. At 11:44 a.m., obviously yesterday, or no, on March 15th, excuse me, Hegseth sent the group operational details about the Yemen strikes, which Goldberg said he would not quote from because the information contained in them, if they had been read by an adversary of the United States, could conceivably have been used to harm American military and intelligence personnel, particularly in the broader Middle East, Central Command's area of responsibility, and the strikes that took place hours later. And I think you guys most likely remember when those strikes took place. And so Goldberg was on this chat even at that time. So there's questions here, right? Number one, who added Goldberg? And if this is such a deceitful, lying reporter that nobody can trust, who has him in their phone logs? Right? They're saying his phone number was inadvertently, allegedly, uploaded to this Signal chat. So that means someone has him in the phone. Now, do you keep people on your phone that you don't want to answer their calls, so you just have it on? Sure, I've got numbers like that too. But usually you make, you know, a little note on there, like, you know, kind of that tells you don't answer it, whether if you put a star by it or something like that. I just don't know how it's inadvertently, right? It would most likely say his name. So there's lots of questions, I'm sure, that are going to take place here. But my main concern is dropping war plans on Signal. That's not a secure server. That's not a secure app, guys. What are we doing? I'm going to go to the text line here. I got some people weighing in. I don't get it, and I'm going to be critical, and I really don't get it. Joe says, Goldberg said that being added to the Signal thread about war plans was so ridiculous that he didn't believe it was real until the bombs fell. Reckless incompetence could have compromised our troops. Joe, we actually agree on this one. We agree on this one. And it's interesting that Goldberg said that he didn't think it was real. I wouldn't have thought it was real either. I wouldn't have thought that it was real. And as soon as it came across, you know what? Looking at some of the documents that Goldberg shared, I most likely wouldn't even looked at it, you know, more than 5 seconds, because I would have thought that it was fake. The only thing that makes sense to me is that when people started responding to the war plans, and I guess, Joe, you're saying when the bombs fell is when he noted that it was real. But I guess when people started responding, you know, the Signal app continues to give you notifications of, you know, responses, and you could see the entire chat. I guess at that point, I would have said, all right, well, this is clearly Pete Hegseth, even if I don't have his number, right? I would say this is clearly so-and-so. This is clearly somebody high up in the administration. This is clearly an advisor. I think I would have known before the bomb even fell out of the sky. Speaker Johnson defending this and somewhat throwing a cover over it. I just want to be very clear, because of course I ran for Congress, right? I want to be very clear. I would not have done it. I would not have answered those questions the way Speaker Johnson did. I would have said, I don't know if Mike Waltz is going to be reprimanded in any way. I would have said, I don't know why we're using the Signal app. I have a meeting coming up with such and such to figure it all out, especially Pete Hegseth. And I would not have thrown cover by saying, oh, well, at least we're doing our job. Would have never done it. Would have never done it. All right, again, if you want to weigh in on this, I see there's a couple more text messages. We'll get into those. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I guess we'll see what happens here. And I know there was some mention of Mike Waltz's wife. Now, Mike Waltz is America First, but is his wife America First? That could be questionable. When I was on with Armstrong Williams on the town hall last night, I still had a hard time believing it. And I said, you know, don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but was it even accidental? Or was it not so accidental? Who else was on the chat? Well, you know, I would like to know who else was on the chat at this point. We'll discuss where we get back. Got a question for you. Is your roof leaking? Did you have damage from a storm, have leaks, lost shingles, gutters, or downspouts? You may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. You can call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. They will also work with your insurance company, believe it or not. Wallace Roofing is a company that has been in business for over 92 years. They are your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. Getting a roof repaired or replaced is something most homeowners dread. And when that happens, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price. Wallace Roofing is privately owned and has 0% financing available. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, don't wait too long. You got to call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Again, it's a very easy number, 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHIC, 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we'll come back to that story, I'm sure, later in the show today and also tomorrow, as the White House gets to the bottom of how that leak occurred on the Signal app. And, yeah, you know, just so you know, just so we're very, very clear, I will be critical of anyone, and I don't care if I'm not invited to the Mar-a-Lago parties. I don't really care. We can't allow accidents like this to happen if it allegedly truly was an accident. I got a question here. Of course, Marty says, my question, was this leak intentional? We know about the past leaks. Yeah, and that's what they're going to have to try to figure out. They really do. But I guess my whole thing is, Mike Waltz in all of this hasn't said anything. That's why I believe it was him. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, if, okay, say you had nothing to do with it, right? Say you had nothing to do with it. Wouldn't you at least just make a, you know, a quick statement or have Caroline Leavitt make a statement? Like, you would say Mike Waltz is saying that he, you know, he denied taking this action, but we will get to the bottom of it. That has not happened. That's not happened. If you get, you know, if you know, say a box of chocolates go missing, right? You say a box of chocolates go missing, and these chocolates were for everybody at the radio station. I'm not saying this is a true story. But you bring in the box of chocolates because you don't eat chocolate. Your daughter doesn't eat chocolate. So you bring in the box of chocolates because you're like, oh, there's 30 chocolate bars here. And we're not going to do anything with these chocolate bars because they were already paid for. So you bring them into the radio station for everybody to enjoy chocolate bars, okay? And then you put them on the table in the break room, and you're like, all right, everybody can just get the chocolate of their choice. They like chocolate. And then you realize you forgot to write on the box that the chocolate was free, because then, you know, people might think that you would have they would have to pay, because on the box it says you have to pay for chocolate. So you go back to the back, and you write free on the box of chocolates. And as you're writing free on the box of chocolates, knowing there's like, you know, 20 to 30 bars there, you open the box because it feels very light. And in the box, there's only one little bar of chocolate. All the chocolate was missing. So then you're just shocked. So then you're looking around and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Who took all the chocolates? I just put this chocolate here. And then somebody comes around the corner and they say, actually, I took the chocolate. So you have somebody admit it, right? Or if somebody doesn't want to say that they take the chocolate, they won't admit that they took the chocolate. But at least, you know, some kind of action is taken there. And I feel as though Mike Waltz not saying anything about all this chocolate being dropped in Goldberg's hand. He could have said, I haven't taken the chocolate. Because other people in the radio station, when you asked them, they said, I didn't take the chocolate. But here comes that person. And they took the chocolate. All I'm saying is you would think that Mike Waltz would have made a statement if it was not him and that it was not intentional. And, of course, this could have been an accident, right? For sure. It would have had to been an accident. But you got to own up to these types of mistakes, right? We all make mistakes. But a true leader owns up to the mistakes that they make. Real quick, as far as the question of the day, again, it's at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you trust the Maryland Transportation Authority to do an honest assessment on the Bay Bridge? So far, 91% of you say no, 9% of you say yes. I'm with our caller Steve on this. I think it's going to be politicized, and I don't think we're going to get an actual assessment. And that's a scary thought. And again, it goes to public safety and how they treat public safety in this state. I don't like it. Not at all. Coming up next, I do have that audio for you from our Miss Little Snow White, Rachel Zegler. She is in hot water right now because Snow White isn't doing so well at the box offices. And now, all of these old videos and Snapchat clips, they're all resurfacing on things that this Miss Snow White has said in the past. And people are believing perhaps what she has said is the reason that people are not going to see the movie. So we'll get into that. Also, Jasmine Crockett, Pam Bondi, they're in a little bit of a battle. I'll explain coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrats are outraged. Senate Republicans none too pleased about a reporter's claim that he was able to join an online session with top defense officials on plans to attack the Houthis in Yemen. Defense Secretary Hegseth takes issue with the claim made by the Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg. Following yesterday's talks with the Russians, U.S. ceasefire negotiators are back at the table today with Ukrainian officials. Ukrainian officials report more Russian attacks overnight, this time targeting the Kiev region as well as areas of eastern Ukraine, 76 airstrikes in all, according to the Ukrainians. Citing national security concerns, Attorney General Bondi has invoked state secrets privilege in refusing to provide a federal district judge with flight data regarding the deportation of suspected Venezuelan gang members. More details at srnnews.com.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you. That's 1-888-FREEDOM, ConsumerCellular.com, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's Nats canceled in D.C. yesterday, inclement weather. Next time Birds take the field will be Thursday in Toronto. Around the horn with some Oriole roster news, Jorge Mateo and Gunnar Henderson were left back in Sarasota. There is a chance Mateo could be ready for Thursday. Also, the Birds targeting an approximate May 1 insertion of Kyle Gibson into the starting rotation. Spring superstar Vimeo Machin was optioned to the minors. Nothing minor about the Maryland women last night. They complete a 17-point comeback to win 111-108 in double overtime over Alabama, advancing to the Sweet 16 for the fourth time in 5 years. Head coach Brenda Freeze in the postgame.
You know that it's going to be a heavyweight fight. We punched first, and then, you know, Alabama responded with the character that they have. You know, really, no team deserved to lose this game tonight.
It's the Terrapins' second-largest comeback in their NCAA tournament history. Cheyenne Sellers led the Terps with 28 points. She's the daughter of former Bulls forward Brad Sellers. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore responds to Derek Queen. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Hardly a drop of rain to be found today and the next several days. Low pressure passing to the south may bring us a shower or two this afternoon. Mainly it's partly cloudy. It's a warm day, 64. A few showers tonight and then a brief shower tomorrow morning. Otherwise sunny, cooler, 56 tomorrow. Thursday's a dry day, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Recently confirmed Secretary of Education Linda McMahon has released what she calls the final mission for the Department of Education, as the Trump administration appears to be laying the groundwork for the agency's dismantling. President Trump has expressed his belief that the administration of education should be returned to the states. And while we applaud the dismantling of an unconstitutional scheme of federal involvement, we are concerned about his statement since the involvement of states and county governments is also dangerous and destructive. This is because the education and training of children cannot be separated from the worldview in which it is presented. For decades, the public schools have been a change agent designed to impose a communist, secular humanistic, anti-American worldview on the children of America. This has become manifest recently in the promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and the promotion of a gender transition agenda that is kept secret from the parents. So it is hopeful to see that in a list of goals posted to the Education Department's website, Secretary McMahon declared that parents are the primary decision makers in their children's education. Well, amen. You see, when the state seeks to do that which it has no authority to do, it cannot possibly do it well. For more than a century and a half, public education has been a dreadful failure because there is no right way to do a wrong thing. And government-run education is a wrong thing. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Now, some of you may have been very confused when I was talking about the box of chocolates at WCBM. And, oh, you know what? I said just a radio station. And right now, I'm joined by a guest here. You might know who he is. He Mike. Goes by Bruce Elliott.
He goes by Bruce
if that's
Elliott.
His real name.
Yeah, new in the market.
What's going on, Bruce?
Well, I want to clear something up here. Yeah, I took all those bars of chocolate. Here's what happened, to be really clear about it. I saw Olivia's name on there, and she's one of my favorite kids in the entire world.
Thank you.
I thought, well, you know, I don't want them to sit here all day or have them disappear. So I picked up 10 of them, and I got a $20 bill, and I walked down the hall. And just as you come out of the studio, I tried to hand you the 20. And you said, oh, no, her father has already paid for it. I said, still, I'd like to help Olivia. Please take this and make sure that it goes to her. Oh, no, the money's already been turned in. So
right.
Now I'm being maligned.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
You are a victim in all of this.
Oh, absolutely. Frilly sleeve girl person.
Thank you. Well, you know, it was funny because I went back there because I knew that it probably had on there that there was a price to the chocolate.
Yeah, $2.
Okay, so
I
went to go write free on the box,
yeah,
because
tiny,
I realized.
Tiny little letters, by the way, Brian. Tiny, tiny little letters.
Well, you know, I thought I could at least write free so people know that they can take the chocolate. And then as I'm writing free, I noticed the box was so light. And
yeah.
So I opened up the box and there was one bar of chocolate. Now, of course, I went first to the millennial. In the building.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan, and
yeah.
I asked him, here's Jonathan shaking his head, yeah.
Yes.
Jonathan, he always looks like he's lying for some reason.
Just smile.
Yeah.
You can't trust that smile.
I said, Jonathan, did you take all the chocolate? He said, no, I didn't. Now, I know he also used to work at Hershey.
Oh.
So, you know, I didn't know if he maybe tried to, you know, he might
yeah.
be.
Competition.
Yeah, or addicted to chocolate.
It could be.
Yeah.
Be.
So
poor guy's an addict.
Yeah. So I thought he took it. And then there you were in the hallway, Bruce.
Yes, with $20 to pay for 10 bars of chocolate because I wanted to help your kid out. And I still want to help her out. I'm glad to give you the 24.
I appreciate you explaining. I just thought it was hilarious because here I am thinking, oh, everybody can eat chocolate today. And that was not the case.
Hey, I'm on Ozempic right now.
Okay.
So it's not like I have a big appetite. So
I didn't know you were on Ozempic. Is that
yeah.
a joke?
No, seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back on it. I had to go off of it when I had the eye surgery.
Okay.
But I'm just started back up again.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why.
That's okay. That's why you dance up and down.
That's
home.
Why all morning long I'm singing, oh, 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 Ozempic.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about pharmaceutical drug ads yesterday on mm-hmm. the show. Real quick, do you think that we should remove them?
No. I think the people should check with their doctors, though. These ads aren't aimed at doctors who are the ones who are going to be prescribing this stuff. They're aimed at consumers, so consumers will walk into their doctors and say, please give me a prescription for whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's probably not the way the system should work, but if they want to advertise, as long as doctors are willing to stand up and say, you got to stop watching these damn ads on TV, I'm your doctor, I will prescribe for you, then I have no problem with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't know yesterday. That's how I ended up going to see my cardiologist, because I saw a commercial, an ad on TV that talked about blood pressure spiking up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, okay, now I got to go see a specialist and I'm going to ask for this medication
and
see it. You know, so that's how but you're right, it shouldn't work that way, but that is how it works. Well, I appreciate you coming in, Bruce, and explaining. And I I'm happy
it
that
needed
you
an explanation.
It did not need an explanation. I just thought it was funny, and we were laughing about it for so long, and we just assumed that you were going to give it to your granddaughter.
No, she's in St. Louis. I got to do that.
Well, we can ship it, I guess.
Ship it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we ship them burgers, cookies every once in a while, which is probably the most expensive little box of cookies in the entire world. But no, we didn't. So let's back to your show. I'll get out of here.
All right. Well, Bruce, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate that.
Yeah. By the way, I got some really good chocolates. I'm glad to sell you for two and a quarter box.
Well, you can put it out on the Signal app. I'm sure everybody can see.
See you tomorrow.
Everybody can see it's for sale. Thank you, Bruce. And yeah, that's why I was referring to the box. But obviously in jest, because I thought it was hilarious that the chocolate was gone within 5 minutes. So it was. It was really funny. But there, Bruce was trying to do a good thing by purchasing it because he thought Olivia had to raise the money. So that makes sense. All right. No, we'll let it go. There was no chocolate thief. That was my conspiracy theory of the week. And I'm sure everybody at the station that likes chocolate is enjoying chocolate currently. And I know even Brian over there has a chocolate bar with him. So hopefully all ends well. Yeah, Brian said the last one. Yes, hopefully all ends well. All right, so we are talking about a lot. I did want to play this clip for you, though, because we were talking about the movie Snow White. And I wanted to get into depth on it yesterday, but I didn't have an opportunity. Right now, in case you did not hear, there was a budget of $250 million for this movie. And apparently, as it opened, they've only made a little over $44 million at this point. And a lot of people believe that, you know, this story from 1812, believe it or not, was fine just the way that it was. Yet Disney decided to make it more woke, right? It's like the Snow White, she, you know, she's not even white. She's, I don't know what she is. Her name is Rachel Zegler, but she, I guess she's Hispanic. Yeah, because she does. She speaks Spanish as well. And she did some interviews before the movie hit theaters. And she said that she wanted to make some changes because she didn't like a couple different things. One, she felt as though that a woman lying asleep waiting for a man to kiss her and wake her up was a problem. And she believed that that was just so old school, and it's 2025, and so no woman should be waiting on a man, in her opinion, right? So that first interview kind of went viral, but she didn't stop there. She didn't want the movie to be so white, even though she was playing Snow White. Well, of course, now that the movie is struggling, as many people thought it would, because they did not like this girl at all. I don't know if you see clips of her. Her name, again, is Rachel Zegler. Really like a very insufferable personality, like a really big ego, very arrogant, very cocky. You know, there's one thing to be confident and sure of yourself. And then there's, another thing to just be over the top. But right before the election, she posted this clip on Snapchat, and it's now resurfacing. Take a listen.
Vote for Kamala Harris. And it's actually non-negotiable. Our rights are on the line, folks. Our reproductive rights. Come on. Go vote blue. And if you disagree with this sentiment, just hit the unfollow button. I don't need your business. Thanks.
If you disagree, hit the unfollow button, and I don't need your business. Well, Disney is now suffering because of the things this young woman has said. And Megyn Kelly, actually, I saw she was the one that reposted this clip. And she said, yep, that's exactly what we did. We unfollowed, and we didn't give you our business. And that's basically what happened. Even around the world, believe it or not, this movie hit box offices around the world. And people around the world didn't go see the movie. They didn't go see the movie. I saw there was one photo, like a screen grab from the movie. And it was where Snow White was holding on her arm this petite little bluebird. It was so pretty, right? This is the old Snow White movie. Well, they were recreating that scene. And so Rachel Zegler as Snow White, she had her arm out. And there was a huge buzzer, a huge black buzzard on her arm. And people did a side-by-side photo. And it was like, this is, again, go woke, go broke. And that's exactly what happened. And I honestly, I don't feel bad for Disney at all. Because they've gone woke a few times where I was just kind of like, why? And it's so hard, too, because I remember even after people were kind of like boycotting Disney, and I felt bad for those that were going to take their kids to Disney World, because first and foremost, usually you make these Disney plans in advance, right? But not only that, how do you explain to your kid? You don't explain to your kid. How do you explain to your kid that's 4 or 5 years old that you can't take them to Disney World because Disney World went woke? You can't. You can't. There are kids in their class saying, I've been to Disney World, Mommy, I gotta go. That's what I've been dealing with. I told you guys how I got suckered into Disney. I was hoping Olivia would never find out about it. Because the tickets to get into Disney World are ridiculous, by the way. Ridiculous. But I was hoping Olivia wouldn't find out about it. But then her best friend Stella went to Disney World. And here comes Stella. And, you know, I love Stella. And I love... I love Stella and her whole family. It's a really nice Italian family. And you know what? A shout out to that family because they do a lot and they did a lot during the campaign cycle and helping out with Olivia. But Stella, of course, told Olivia that she went to this place called Disney World and all the princesses were there and she got to have breakfast with them and she dressed up and there was a spa and there was this and there was a pool and there were rides and, you know. And so Olivia comes home. She's like, Mommy, there's this place. I said, well, tell Stella to prove it. I don't see any proof here. And I couldn't avoid it any longer because of the kids in her class. You know, now it's just not Stella talking about Disney World. You know, now Emma's talking about Disney World. Daniel's talking about Disney World. Christopher's talking about Disney World. And I'm like, oh, my God. I guess we got to go to Disney World. I know they call it the happiest place on earth. But could you imagine a person like myself? Who's usually miserable 60% of the time. Imagine me at the happiest place on earth. And I'm not drinking, by the way, either. So I'm there. I'm going to be there sober. Please, say a prayer. Say a prayer for me. About the Disney movie Snow White, I got Cindy in Hereford. Cindy, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, yeah, good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Just a side note. I went to both Disneyland and Disney World in the 70s when I was younger.
Okay.
And it really is an incredible experience. Now, I don't know what it's going to be like with the crowds now, but it really it's just clean and happy and upbeat. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
Anyway, as far as the movie goes, I really don't understand all this woke woman stuff because we went through that with feminism and women's lib and women entering into the workplace. I mean, this is all just a rehash of what, in my humble opinion, has already been addressed. And it's just really ridiculously tiring at this point because these actresses, they, in my humble opinion, they don't represent women. They just look like bobblehead nitwits, just, it's embarrassing. So
yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, no, you're right on with that, Cindy. And I think that's how many people feel because people did not show up to watch it. You know, and hopefully that's a good message for Disney. I mean, think about it, $250 million is what they spent on this movie. So far, they've only recuperated $44
million. Wow. They got a long way to go on that.
A long way.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, Kim. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
No, thank you for weighing in. I appreciate you. Have a great week. No, they do have a long way to go. I don't see how they recuperate it. First, they're going to have to drop the prices. Have you guys been to the movies in a while? Movies are expensive. They really are. God forbid you get more than one snack. They are. It's getting expensive. It's a little pricey. I haven't been in it in a little bit of time, but I did try to support them right after. Remember the situation with COVID? I felt bad because, you know, you had all these, a lot of, where I'm at in White Marsh, you do. You have a lot of young people or some of those that are retired that have it as like an extra job working at the movie theater. So you didn't want it to go, you know, down the drain. Yeah, I could have took my own chocolate in with me. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. But yeah, no, it's they're struggling. And this Rachel Zegler, she has yet to apologize. And believe it or not, she's been on her social media accounts saying that it's been great so far. And that she's very excited about the numbers of Snow White. Now, with the 44 million, Snow White was number one over the weekend. But only because there wasn't really anything else in the movie theater. So she's like celebrating that, right? It's like somebody saying, oh, I graduated at the top of my class and they're the only ones in the class. It's similar to that. It's similar to that. Let's see. I got some other people weighing in on Disney. Texter says, regarding Disney, do you think Walt Disney wanted it this way? You know what, Texter? I don't think he did want it this way. I really don't. Let's see. Mark says, come on, get Dad to kick in. It's an incredible experience. Trust me, you won't regret it. Yeah, so just so you know, yeah, her dad has kicked in. I didn't want to ask him, you know? I didn't want to ask him for that, but of course he does it anyways. But I just look at it and I just say, oh, I hope that she enjoys it. I don't know if 8 years old is too late at this point. You know, eight-year-olds right now, it's different than when I was young. When I was eight, very innocent, you know, it's like we didn't have social media. We didn't have the internet. But now, 8 years old, you know, you talk to some of these 8-year-olds, it's like kind of like talking to a 13-year-old with all the stuff that they know and see online. And you're just kind of like, wait a minute, what? So hopefully she has fun. And for the most part, Olivia is still pretty innocent. Real quick before we move on, I did want to tell you about a quick story for Olivia. This is how I know she's my child. Apparently, last week, there was a kid in her class that was chewing on a pen. And the pen exploded in the kid's mouth. Okay. The kid got upset. Apparently, he was crying. And he said to the teacher that he heard about ink poisoning and he thought he was going to die. Okay. Remember, this is third grade. Okay. So apparently, the teacher's like telling him, go to the nurse. You know, she'll clean you up. You're not going to die. All this other stuff. Apparently, my child gets up. This kid's crying, by the way. Goes over to his desk. You know how she's supposed to be sitting in her seat, first of all? Yeah, still not her. Goes over to her desk. She said she looked him in the face and said, that was a choice. I said, what? I said, this kid's crying, thinking he's about to die, and you go over and say, that was a choice? She said, well, it was. That was a choice. And she goes, Mommy, you said life is about choices. She said, then he left the class. You know what I thought about? I said, what? She said, we're not allowed to have pens. I said, oh, my gosh, if this isn't my kid. This is definitely my kid. All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in on Snow White, we can do so. Also, I do want to play for you some of the sound from Representative Jasmine Crockett out of Dallas, Texas. She and Pam Bondi are getting into it. And then also, we are going to end up talking about more in Annapolis. We've got some bills that are still uncertain when it comes to school safety. So stay right there.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040 and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. or just stop by the store nearest you.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
They all do the obligatory trip down in North Carolina. Then they go ignore. It's going to take years, if not decades, for this whole area to recover. And we're throwing money away to a lot of countries that hate America.
If you like us and want to share our values, that's great. If we have some left over after taking care of American citizens who are really struggling, then we'll take a look in your direction.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're talking about the movie Snow White and how it's struggling at box offices because, obviously, it went woke. And when you go woke, you go broke. I got a texter here. It says she's also a Latina portraying a white girl. And the whole story is that the queen is supposedly jealous of her looks. But if you see the queen, she's a lot hotter. Thank you, texter, for that. The texter also said you couldn't pay me to see that movie. That texter is clearly keeping it real. I've got Lori and Dundalk. Lori, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, yes. I'm getting ready to turn 64. So Snow White looked, she's changed very, you know, she's evolved many times. I mean, when I was a kid, she wasn't beautiful, but, you know, they just go back and forth, you know, and now they want them to be men and women and all, you know, we're whatever we are, you know, I was a cop, got hit by a car, you know, told facility police, hey, we were equal. I got to get run over by a car. A couple other guys had gotten hit by cars. So, you know, you certain jobs you're in, you can expect. If you're doing what they used to call a man's job, you got to do it. You get the same pay. I'm glad because I wouldn't be able to do anything, never being married, never having kids. So, you know, little girls, talk to your parents. That's the best thing you can do. Have great parents. Have them tell you what's right from wrong. Don't stray from it too much because somebody else wants to hurt you.
Yeah.
They want to teach you differently. And, normally your mom and your dad are your best friends.
Yep, that is true.
Your parents.
That is true.
God's blessings.
Yeah. Well, Lori,
thanks, Kim. Have a good one.
You too. And thank you always for your service. Thank you, Lori, so much. But, yeah, I mean, Olivia's my little best friend, which you guys probably know that by now. She always tells me she's my only friend. And she's not exactly wrong on that one either. All right, coming up next, we have lots to talk about. Obviously, this beef between Representative Jasmine Crockett and Pam Bondi and the school safety bills. We're hoping they're going to pass in Annapolis, but we're going to talk about which bills those are and what the obstacles might be. All that and more coming up next.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be